Hesperian fall. The season brings but little gold, and only rusty gills and stangs dull. These rude hills with darkling lava hoard, and the thick somber rock embossed that yields small patter to the morning sun. Leaves of tone the sound and form, cluster the glaucous foliage of blue oak, amid the sallow grasses leonine. And the live oak grays and withering green, and the dim grays and dusky verdures of the pines, seen turn darker with October's heat. In lone and ravine, by glinted rill, and narrow river, willow, and poplar and wild grape, will turn to purer yellows, to ruddier, or more in purple stains. And in the rows of fruit-plucked orchard trees, exotic pomp, deciduous splendor, royal hues, of other climes, and orange-fallen flame. But here are the biscuit and sun-struck bells, no similar gods assume. Watching the party parties of slow change, prolonged unnotably through changeless days, I walk in solitude, where memories return, a diner with a single season's leaves, a still delay the blind Nepenthean doom, and gather stranger hues from these that flow to free, or fold upon the earth. Love walk with me, a specter behold, with all in seasons and suns of wrath. And on the ground our linked shadows run, together and a heavy hair is blown, invisible sending to the witch's web, on winds from off the sea, and water shore we followed long ago. Ecstasy and tea, wild as a stray of combers reaching us, on crags of hell to perilous paths of love, the turn to haunt peace uplands, calm and steer, and walk the cypress balsam, keen and sweet, from the spent years blow over me, and love rises like a granite ghost to crown the sealess world. Thus conscious and remembering, I move across land, assumes oblivion stealth, a land whose carnal languor drowse the will, whose sleepy light and dim rising there, crop of earth, antique forgetfulness. But for a while I spurn, peace that comes to all, or wrath and late, and clasp the cherished pain, as one face amid thorn blossoms pressed, who finds them fragrant there, and knows that there no thorn. Now when stones lie still, and tell turn in secret and withdrawn, in that dark entity we cannot share, and while pines the level branches swing, lightly in gusts of blazing past, but stir not ever in their rooted stems, and hear the voice that sings some old world measure, magical and clear, or catch the glimmer of a girl's white feet moving in the moonlight. O voiceman of a year that sings to me, now must I muse on passions that unfold, slow as the lichen grows, swiftly as the thunder of the night, and think on how the many have withered, the one abides. The shadow of a cloud falls and gnarls in boulder buckless oak, beneath his boughs I pause, noting the mistletoe, already pearled, wintry berries white, with leaves and mottled bronze and fuel and mort. After the day is drawn nigh, when dark-toothed wind and twist will sail, what spare sad splendor as these hills put on. And wildly strew, green leaves of fear together, half doom, waits for all. Meanwhile, southward-looking sun shines warm on grass of hail and foliage of the sage, and on the fadeless lattice of the storm. And still, O season, this Circean dream, deferred from long ago, I find the music far and sorceress, like one who hears dryad sing from her tree. And still, beneath this lattice, then, love the freshness of your shadows, love, slain within your distant azure sleep.